Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
All right.
Sorry.
You had to. You know, like who owns what? Who owns what? It all just, you know, you follow the money trail essentially through through Google and
follow the money.
Like that place that I mentioned, the Advanced Publications that owns Reddit and Warner Brothers and Discovery and part of Charter and all this stuff, their headquarters are at the One World Trade Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're about to merge again, too, right?
Who is?
Warner and somebody. There's another, it'd be another merger.
Warner Brothers Discovery?
Is that the one Netflix just bowed out of? Warner was about to merge, but somebody's trying to get Warner.
Oh, I don't know.
I may have to go back and double check.
Probably Hulu.
Probably.
Everything's trying to consolidate.
I'll be owned by one company.
Well, yeah. Like I said years ago that eventually, like, our paychecks, we'll just sign them over to Amazon. Like they will, you know, pharmaceuticals, groceries, the whole nine yards. And you may not have a choice.
Oh,
you know,
that's what it was.
We just get our...
They'll start their own post office the way they got them damn trucks now.
It sounds so much like socialism.
Slightly.
I mean, it's so scary.
I can't believe I forgot.
What?
Paramount Skydance. About to acquire Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Paramount Skydance.
Yeah, because you know Skydance and Paramount, they merged. That was approved, you know, hence why everybody's getting knocked off in 60 minutes.
Well, so, okay, like nerd talk, like CBS Viacom, what's that now?
Well, CBS Radio's done. That got shut down, the news division.
Yeah.
I don't know if Viacom's even a thing anymore.
Wow.
The company.
Wow.
Netflix tried to get Warner
Brothers.
I haven't
heard about Viacom in a long time.
God, yeah. This is where I like ring a bell, say thank you, Lord, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I've worked at the same place for 23 years.
I know.
That's pretty freaking crazy.
Amazing.
Like my cousin, what's up, Amy? And I can't remember your husband's name. No, it's Jason. It's Jason. She put on Instagram over the weekend, our 28th wedding anniversary. And I'm like, holy crap. I said that. I was like, to hear that these days is unheard of.
It's an accomplishment.
You know, like that is amazing.
So Viacom and CBS merged in 2019, forming Paramount Global, which now, you know, Paramount, Skydance, everything
so
is
So it all is going to go. God.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking about this. Walmart. Okay. Like Walmart is like
Walmart.
They screwed up. They let Amazon take that from them. I mean, they really did. Like, Amazon started off with books. That was it. And then they was like, oh, we can do all this stuff. Same way Sam Walton. Now, Sam Walton's kind of looked at as a hero, in a sense. Like, by all accounts, hardworking man from Arkansas. I believe Bentonville, Arkansas. And
if it was true what you were led to believe,
that's the thing, is that like legend story of Sam Walton being this hardworking man and, you know, built this big, but he really screwed the way I'm looking at it, he screwed over the mom and pops by undercutting their prices, because that was the thing. He would sell more at a higher volume at a lower price, so he'd sell something and make a penny on it. Some things lose money on, loss leaders.
Eggs,
loss leader.
This is before they became a grocery store, too.
Right. So,
you wonder who told him, "Hey, you need to expand."
Like, or did he? Like, we've been around like all these years, but then that's only within like when did Walmart start? I mean, I know when they.
God, I used to work there. I used to know this.
They went public in like the 70s, but I don't know when. Okay, so he's 1962. I thought it was earlier than that.
Wow.
So, you know, he would go in and let's say mom and pop were buying this item for 50 cents and selling it for a dollar, your traditional 2X. He would come in and sell it for 75 cents. And slowly, you know, started the franchises. Yep. And then, boom.
Now cheap, still cheaper.
Still, to this day.
But remember what they sold you on in the beginning, the very beginning of Walmart.
Falling prices.
American goods only.
Oh.
I don't know if that was ever the case.
Also, they had the big, like, you know, we've talked many times about them censoring music for us. You know, they,
Kmart
they,
didn't.
No, no.
You can get all kind of filthy stuff at Kmart.
No.
Even the covers.
So, like...
of the albums.
Was there, like, a dark side to Sam? Like, is that a documentary that we need to get somebody to make?
Yes. Why has nobody ever made the documentary on Sam Walton? Who got to him? Who filled his head
I mean, because, like, the story of the McDonald's brothers and Ray Kroc, like, that whole story. Like, without that movie, most people wouldn't know. You know, that's a great movie, The Founder with Michael Keaton. Awesome movie. But, like... and then you find out, oh, it wasn't even his idea. He took it from, he bought it from these two brothers and left them with pennies, and then suddenly he's a real estate magnate.
Sounds like another story, right? Facebook.
It sounds very familiar, doesn't it? What's up, Wonder Voss? Winkle Voss.
Winkle Voss.
Wonder Voice.
That should be Winkle Vise, since there's two. But.
That's what they call Stephen Thompson's mother. Wonder Voice. She's a beautiful singer.
Yeah.
Beautiful singer. I've heard her many times.
Love you know how many Waltons yearly benefit off of having that name to
Jerome?
The billions.
Bill?
So many of them.
Rest in peace. Okay.
Hell enough to buy the Denver Broncos. One of them.
On average, what does the average Walmart store make a day? I have the info.
A day?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, this is tough because almost all of them now have grocery stores. They're all super.
Yeah, but some of them are them little, you know, them half-ass or neighborhood ones. I don't like them either.
You don't like neighborhood
markets? Because I get in there and
What's up, Pete?
I'm going there for the lack of crowd, generally. But then I'm in there and I'm like, God bless it. I need some dish towels or something, you know, something that the neighborhood one doesn't have.
I'm trying to do some quick math because I know one of the smallest grocery stores in town, what they do a day, because I knew the manager. So I'm going to say your average Walmart, probably 80 to 100,000 a day.
I was thinking that too, 100.
178,000.
178?
Wow. $65 million per year per store. God bless. $713 billion annual revenue. But how many stores do you think? And see, this seems low to me because I feel like I could think of that many around here. How many stores do they have in America? This sounds like a commercial for Walmart. Nobody's out there not knowing what Walmart is, so it's not a commercial.
Oh, my God.
It's like talking about YouTube. Why? That's not a commercial.
2,000?
Stores?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Across the country?
10,900.
God
That
almighty.
Seems low to me, though. How many?
I wasn't counting neighborhood markets, either.
Well, is that counting Sam's Club and Johnny Dollar, or what's the other one called?
Johnny Dollar.
What's the one?
Oh.
It's inside the damn gym.
Oh, that's not his, is it?
I thought it was.
Is it? It might be.
I thought it was like he named it after his brother. Or they named it after his brother.
You talk about Mighty Dollar?
No.
There
used to be one in Easley or Berea where they have the Universal Circus.
What is this? Dang it. What is that?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You're not talking about Ollie's, are you?
Ah!
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know they were
Ollie's.
I thought.
Gabe's. How many brothers Sam have? It's my brother Gabe. It's my brother Ollie.
So very interesting.
Steve and Barry.
McDonald's has 13,706 locations. So that amazes me. God, it seems like there would be way more than that. I mean, that's way too many, but it's
I bet you anything Dollar General is more than both by a good bit.
And this is probably, where I'm using the Google AI. I'm messing with the water supply right now, guys. But I'm doing this so I can find
AOC's
it faster.
AOC's Jar Dirty Water? Not as making as
you
much.
You said Dollar Tree or General?
Dollar General.
DG.
Because they make a lot of money.
What's that one where they're like putting those together, Dollar General and somebody else? They're like doing
they're
those.
Merging.
Well, they were doing it stores. with the Dollar Tree, but some of those have dropped off. Now, Dollar General Markets, they got some of those too.
Yeah. Oh, where it's like.
It's like a grocery store.
But not everything's.
A dollar.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, it was surprising.
Wow, that surprised me. Dollar General. 20,959 stores.
And they're all in upstate South Carolina.
That was at the end of 2025. They're opening 127 more this year. God, where? This is why we don't have anywhere to live.
They put them in places where, like, there is nothing. And they make a lot of money.
You know what? I'm going to predict the future right now. back when they closed down the textiles in the 80s and you left all these abandoned ass mills that many of them were still beautiful. But then they go in, they buy them for pennies, and then they put lofts in there and sell them for $500,000 a piece. I predict in the future,
people will
live in apartments inside old Dollar Generals.
God, they could.
Old Dollar Generals, because they're going to have all the land.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
He's like a little workplace raccoon, if you think about it.
Right. Matthew, you agree with that? Like a little workplace?
Terrible.
What's that?
I'm not a raccoon.
No, of course. You're not digging through the trash.
I haven't seen your eyes either.
Now he's ready to shoot his shot live on the radio.
Man, this still feels like an HR, like seminar waiting to happen. I feel like we're a part of a video training.
But they're not at work. Like, what if, they were at... Walmart and their buggies clashed and they got into an altercation. Would that affect work the next day? I mean, as long as they didn't let it come into the workplace, I don't think that's a thing. As long as they don't say, and we haven't said and won't allude to where y'all work or anything like that, Matthew, so you're good. Before we do this, though, and you said you listened to the show, so you know it's your last chance to back out. Are you sure you want to do this? It's all for love, job. Who needs a job? You want love, right? You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do this for me. Do the thing. Say, let's go.
Let's go.
Listen, he sounds confident now, though.
His voice is shaking a little bit, though, kind of like a leaf.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe you should be, Matthew, because someone called before we could even call anyone. Good morning.
Okay. So this is what we're doing today. All right. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Who is this?
This is Trisha.
Nah, man.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Hold on.
This ain't the coworker, is it?
No. No, this is the ex-girlfriend. He's been drunk texting for the last several months while he's been pretending he's in love with some coworker. I don't know who the hell
that is. That is not true.
Matthew, stop. Like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, man. Y'all set me up.
We didn't do anything. We did not.
I called them.
Thank you.
I listen every morning. I heard your ass on here talking like, I don't know, Noah from The Notebook. This is.
I'm not familiar with that movie.
Yeah, you are.
This is so messed up.
What's wrong, Mr. Casanova? Cat got your tongue, pussy.
Oh, damn.
God bless.
Well, don't start all that tea.
No, let's start all that because now I'm irritated. I'm so done.
Oh, you're being extra.
Oh, extra. You texted me Friday night at 1:14 in the morning. So let's talk about extra. Matthew, please.
I swear to God, she's lying.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's read them then.
Read them.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Wait. Listen, Matthew, we did not. She called in during the break.
I swear.
Okay? Honest to God. How would we know your ex is... So anyway. Okay. Oh. Trisha?
What?
Swerve. Hey, you want to read these? And
Yeah, I do. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay. You awake, then 5 minutes later, I know you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay, first off, that proves nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my response was, unfortunately, yes. What? And then Mr. Roman says, IDK, just miss you sometimes.
Oh, no, Matthew.
And then I go, you're drunk. And then he says, a little bit, LOL, still true, though.
Okay, that was one night.
No. My favorite one is next. Okay. You ever think about us, or is that just me being pathetic?
God.
Jeez, man.
God. Okay. Boy, oh, boy.
And I responded.
Oh boy.
Well, no. And I respond. I say mostly pathetic.
That's wrong.
You always leave out context.
What context? You're crying into Coors Light? That's the context.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's more.
Oh, there's more.
No, there isn't.
I still think you were the hottest girl I ever dated, by the way. You looked really pretty in your story today. I almost called you twice earlier.
Okay, now you're just trying to embarrass me.
Well, that's what this whole thing is. I mean...
She's dominating this conversation,
this
Matthew.
Little idiot says, okay, if I asked you to come over right now, would you block me? And then I go, probably.
That's brutal right there. That's
and
honest.
Then he says, that's effed up. You know you missed this.
Oh, all right.
You missed this.
Okay, and now suddenly there's some magical coworker he's been in love with for years. Okay.
You're literally just jealous about all this.
Jealous. You think I'm dumb? Matthew, if I miss you, so I wouldn't ignore 90% of your text.
Oh,
like, I just can't.
Let her cook.
I can't with this.
Give this woman an apron because she's cooking.
Let her cook.
Whatever, man.
I just, seriously, if you're, like, I don't know. Why don't I just block you right now so you can't keep bothering me? I'm so annoyed about this whole thing.
Just do it. I don't care.
Okay, I will. Okay. Done.
Done. What?
You did just block him?
I blocked.
Oh.
He said you wanted to
pissed off now. It's
well,
what?
Good. Now maybe you're going to leave me alone and like stop whining about some, I don't know.
You're so dramatic.
Yeah, but...
No, you are dramatic. You came on the damn radio trying to act like Prince Charming. Like you're just like so innocent and all that.
I think Prince Charming might be a little bit crazy.
A little bit.
Well, and this coworker girl, if she's listening, you better run.
Oh, you better run.
Oh, my God.
And actually, any woman listening, do not waste your time with Matt Davis.
Okay, dump that, perhaps. Boy, she hit you with the full government on that one.
God.
Oh, I did not want my whole name on here.
Well,
are we good? We got you.
I really hope we dump that.
Oh, yeah. You told her to block.
Okay.
Oh, she's such a liar, dude. She's just mad because I'm moving on.
Are you, though?
Yes.
I can't express. My jaw hurts right now because I was if I'd had a camera on me right now, Matthew and Fatboy, my jaw, I would be looking like I was having a stroke because I was laughing, but yet I was like shock faced the whole time.
You look like a Joker girl.
Yeah, kind of like that thing. You are really through with her, though, but why were you texting her the other night? I mean.
Whatever.
And then when she said, oh, you blocked.
You screamed like she's like unplugging your life support.
So are we still calling the coworker?
Hell no. God, I didn't know.
Oh, she heard it. You know she heard it, man.
I mean, if she listens to this show even a little bit, like she absolutely heard this or at least will tomorrow podcast, all that
stuff.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look, that's part of, I mean, you could have went on, you know. You could have went on, Fatboy, give me a good one to downgrade, a good morning show.
Oh, God.
Not one in there. I'll say it, screw it. You could have went on Hawk and Tom, not as many people would have heard it, so it wouldn't have been that much of a deal, but, like, you know, you did choose ours, and Dan, did he hang up? You there?
Dan.
Matthew.
Great. My boy Drip just texted me that you are cooked.
Your boy Drip?
Let him cook.
Oh my God!
Hey, he is correct. You are cooked.
All right, I tell you what.
Oh, great! Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Maybe seriously, hold on. Well, we've got your number. I don't need to write it down. Maybe tomorrow, like we regroup, we let you emotionally recover, and then you go to work today and like see if she's acting weird or whatever, and then maybe we attempt to.
I mean, we might have to get like legal approval to do it. But
yeah, is that cool with you, Matthew?
I'm gonna need like a full day minimum after all this.
Oh, you sound like the freaking that freaking thing on Sesame Street that was always depressed.
Oh God, dang it, Big Bird.
Oh,
Eeyore.
What was the one?
Was it
Eeyore? It was Eeyore.
It was.
You're right. All right. Congratulations, you get Monster Jam tickets. All right, hold on, Matthew. So can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah, we can. He's casting a wide net. So.
Is he still on hold?
Yeah.
Bring him back on. Matthew, if we really go with this for tomorrow or Thursday or whatever, like you will really do this and you won't make us look like a fool. Yes?
Please don't.
I don't know.
We'll call you
happened.
Back at the end of today's show and we'll get it we'll give you 2 hours. Deal?
Man,
deal?
Okay.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Take some time.
Wonderful. Yeah. All right.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, Rise Guys. Saturday night, my wife and I paid several hundred dollars to see Bill Murray and his band perform at a charity event in Greenville. I've attached two videos. Am I crazy or was this just awful? The band did nothing but covers. Bill sounded half asleep most of the show. It felt like a rehearsal that no one was supposed to see. Now, I know it's for charity, but for that kind of money, I expected to see more than watching Bill Murray look like he'd rather be in bed taking a nap. Did anyone else go and leave feeling ripped off? And that comes from Stefan. I don't know. Maybe it's Stephen. If you see it with...
Stefan?
With it's with the PH.
Maybe it's Stefan.
Well, it's no Wonder Boy. He's with a PH.
Maybe it's Stepan.
Stepan. Stepan. Nevertheless, would you step in?
Step.
It's okay.
I don't know how the crowd was. I don't know anybody that went.
I was going to say, what a weekend for Greenville it was as far as, you know, events and stuff going. I mean, come off the Pro-Am.
Yeah.
And then you had Timmy Tyler Childers.
Friday night.
And then freaking Bill Murray on Saturday night.
Which I got to be honest. I know somebody that went to Timmy Tyler and said, wasn't that good?
I wonder if Bill Murray went to it. We just didn't see him.
God, he could have. Now, when he did the concert Saturday, was he playing that day?
And he did this after? I don't think they, I think that's just like the real players play that day, right?
Okay. I don't know.
I've never went more than day one of that.
That's usually when we try to go on the first day because we were like, you know, maybe we can get some people. And it was always Thornblade because it was closer and nicer, to be honest with you.
And the food was stupendous. All right. So let's play the audio. I don't know which is which or any of that, so just at your leisure.
I don't think I have to tell you what the songs are. You're probably going to know.
Yeah, because he said they're all covers.
So here's the first one.
You just said Rat Face Cove.
First off,
does he drink?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, for some reason, I feel like he's sober now.
He is 75. I remember that by looking it up. So I don't know if he's into that stuff anymore. He might enjoy a nice cigar, like a big one that looks like a dog turd now.
Yeah. Did he get married?
I don't think so. They said he was with, what's her name? The singer?
Khalees.
Yes.
Milkshake.
Well, she's thick. I don't know if he can handle that thing at his age.
He's occasionally bartended at events. He's just historically insisted that he's not considering himself an alcoholic, but does enjoy drinking. Okay, well.
How many people were singing the damn song? It's not just him.
No, it sounded like they had a horn, too. When you go to see Bill Murray perform music, are you expecting, like, great music?
I didn't know he had a band until they said he was coming to town with the band.
Right.
And I assumed, okay, well, if he's got a band, they got songs, right? Like, they got their own material.
Is it his real brothers?
One of them is. Now, he's got a lot of brothers. You know, Grisman's boss is his brother, Brian Doyle.
That's why Khalees hung out with him.
To get to him. Put it over there with the others. I got shout out bonuses.
Oh, God, that's right, yes.
Did you see the clip of Murray on the course? Some guy walks up to him with a big long lens camera.
Somebody told me, I did not see it.
And Murray puts his club in the guy's chest and says, hey, you need to say who you are before you start taking pictures. And the guy just kind of cowered down to him and like, Murray put his club in the guy's chest.
And he wasn't doing like a like over the top bit?
No.
Wow.
He was telling him, he was like, you need to announce who you are. And this guy, photographer, didn't say anything. Now, he might have been worried about his job I imagine Bill Murray could get some people fired if he wanted to. So maybe that's why he let it go.
Yeah.
But if a grown man's, like, touching you with a golf club, you're not just going to walk away, are you?
Plus, if you're at a charity golf tournament, like, A, it's charity. B, people are there you're there to be photographed. Like, plus, you're outside. It's like those people. Now, I found out the other day Big Brown is a fan of those videos where people, I forget what it's called, but they wear like Meta glasses or GoPros. GoPro, have you seen GoPros like falling apart?
Meta, oh, really?
Meta's killing it now. No, like GoPro, who would have ever thought is like a single
Well, they're
shit.
Too cumbersome. They never got smaller.
Yeah. So Big Brown likes the videos where people go to like sheriff's offices or like the DMV in video, and because they, you know, it's illegal to do. But these people say, well, we're taxpayers and we paid for this building, so we should be able to video wherever we want to. Are they going to stand in the police parking lot
and ask the cops questions that cops ask people?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it, so anyway.
I love that stuff. There is another clip.
Okay, yeah. The other, but my point, though, is if you're out publicly at an event, that'd be like if you go to a Braves game and Acuna turns around and says, quit taking my picture. I'm trying to hit the ball.
Like, quit getting hurt.
Well, yeah.
And, how about that?
Yeah. Pray for me. Danhausen, quit cursing me. All right, more Bill Murray performance.
You'll know this song for sure.
Werewolf.
Hang on a minute, man.
I know. Do it. I want to do a page, but let's roll it back. Right here.
It's just all working a bit, and the people are. Look, if you paid money for like, you're right, it goes to charity, but
yeah,
Bill's doing a bit.
I don't know what charity it was, but it's like I know somebody that went to see Steve Martin at Spartanburg when he's, you know, he does plays banjo.
Martinburg,
and they were kind of a little miffed, I guess is the word, that he didn't do any comedy. You know,
He's not like one that mixes it up like that. He's a real prick when it comes to that.
So you think Bill Murray just like, but don't you think most people are, they're not going to expect to see, like if I went to see Dan Aykroyd, well, let's say years ago, and I don't know that he still does it now, back during the House of Blues openings, he would go do the Blues Brothers stuff. I'm not thinking it's going to be all that good, but it's like them doing it.
Well, like he takes it a little more seriously. You never can believe. Like, 9 times out of 10, whatever Bill Murray's doing is a bit.
Right. Like the Khalees thing, I thought was a bit. Or like when he just shows up randomly at people's weddings and stuff.
Yeah, see, like there's a couple famous stories like that where he'll go up to people at restaurants, take their food, and say to them, nobody's going to believe you if you tell them that I took your food.
Yeah. We should try that locally.
We get arrested. Dude, can I do it again? Just give me one more. Because I heard up until that. Don't let them in. But after that.
My daddy loved that song, but I bet he didn't like hearing that one.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.